Time now for the KJO Community Spotlight, where on Fridays we turn that spotlight on to a local athlete, courtesy of the Rogue Credit Union and Grants Pass Broadcasting. Welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Here is Josh Iwamizu, a senior at Tidden Valley High School. Josh, welcome to the microphones of KAJO.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Josh, you're a basketball player. How tall are you?
I'm about 6'5".
About 6'5", okay. Yeah. I'd say at least 6'5". At any rate, you just finished your season. How did you do?
Our team did pretty good. Our team bought in pretty early on in the season. We had a little down, like a little losing streak, but during Christmas break. But then we started off good in season. We had a pretty good season, and then we went down over to Staten for a playing game. We had a good upset there.
All right. And what position did you play at 6'5"? We'll take a guess, but I'll let you tell me.
So on offense, I was like more of a forward, and then defense, I would guard the post mostly.
Oh, all right. Scoring average, you want to share that?
I averaged 19.4 points per game.
19.4 points per game, okay. Yes. Mostly in the paint, or can you shoot from the...
Actually, this year, most of them was coming from outside.
Really? How far outside?
Like three-point line, a little, couple, sometimes.
All right. Yeah, how much practice did you put in shooting that long ball?
I put a lot of hours in, but I had a... My coach set me up a lot for most of these shots, and I had a really good point guard, Braxton. He'd got me a bunch of good looks.
Oh, okay. Now, what lies ahead for you right now? You're in your senior year. You're getting close to graduation now. I bet you're excited about that.
Yes.
And what follows graduation?
So I just committed to Umpqua Community College for basketball.
Okay.
And then after graduation, I'm headed to over to Spain to play in a FIBA tournament for a USA team.
Oh, for a USA team. How did that come about?
So I got reached out by this team, PhD Hoops, and then they're looking for players to add to their travel team.
Okay, so you're on the travel team headed to Spain this summer. What kind of paperwork do you have to put in to get that?
It was just mostly like my passport. I had to get my passport and all that stuff and insurance. So I'm able to fly over there.
All right. Did you get a good passport photo?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
My mom made me practice a little bit.
Okay. Well, mothers are good at that. Now, tell me about once you get to Umpqua Community College, you're going to play ball for them. Also, what course of study?
I'm going to take business classes and then for a couple, like, automobile classes for my electives.
All right. Long-term plans, what would you like to do for a career?
I'm not fully sure right now, but
you don't have to make a hard decision right now. We won't etch it in stone or anything.
Yeah.
Okay. And looking back on your athletic career, is there one person you'd like to thank or single out for helping you advance, or just your parents for making you really tall?
I would give a huge thanks to my parents, definitely, for that, always pushing me, and all my siblings for showing me great, like, what it is to do, like all the extra work you got to put in to become a decent athlete. And then a big thanks to my coaching staff for always giving me, like, putting me in the best situations to execute.
All right. Yep. I want to thank you very much. Wish you the best of luck in your endeavors and your travel to Spain and your ball-playing skills showing on the courts of Umpqua Community College.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Community Spotlight. The athlete of the week is Hidden Valley senior Josh Iwamizu.